And now this is a dictation for Claudette, C-L-A-U-D-E-T-T-E, Fanning, F-A-N-N-I-N-G, July 6, 1939. Address as a letter to Dr. Mary M-U-R-R-A White, 583-1914. And also a copy to Isabella County Medical Care Facility, dear Dr. Mary, and sirs at Isabella County Medical Facility. This is a post-hospital follow-up. She developed acute and chronic renal failure. There was gastrointestinal losses, diarrhea, causing pre-renal state. Urine did not show any evidence for blood or protein. She has chronic anemia macrocytosis, probably from early myelodysplastic syndrome. There was a prior diagnosis of smoldering multiple myeloma, but a recent visit back in March at Midland, bone marrow biopsy was negative for that. She does have normal thyroid B12 folic acid, normal iron saturation with a high ferritin, lightly reactive. There was exposure to antibiotics causing at that time diarrhea. Things I saw here, she has followed with cardiology Dr. Salak, S-A-L-L-A-C-H. She uses a CPAP machine. There was no arrhythmia to explain the hypotension syncope. They advise continue isosorbide for a stable angina, as well as cholesterol and lipid control. Today comes a company with daughter. They are concerned about progressive edema, anasarca, shortness of breath, mild degree of orthopnea. Norvas was discontinued and was placed on losartan, supposed to be doing salt and fluid restriction. Presently not using any oxygen. Isolated nausea, no vomiting, appetite is down, no diarrhea, bleeding. She has a loop recording and apparently she's on atrial fibrillations. She's feeling weak but no lightheadedness. Intermittent palpitations but no chest pain. Blood pressure has been running high. I review medications available. Notice today weight 225, blood pressure 166.99. She looks acute on chronic ill, JVD, diffuse anasarca, obesity on a wheelchair. I hear rattles on bases. No gross wheezing, no pericardial rap. There is obesity of the abdomen. Moving four extremities non-focal. Most recent chemistries available are July the 3rd. Creatinine at 1.8, which will be baseline. Anemia down to 7.4. Low platelets 110. Large MCV 111. Low normal white blood cell. Normal sodium potassium. Normal acid base. Low albumin. Normal calcium phosphorus. Upper side calcium, normal phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient comes with worsening edema, anasarca. Presently off amlodipine, started on losartan. She has not required oxygen supplementation. Family was concerned about the use of diuretics. I believe she needs to start diuretics. I'm concerned about the severe anemia with large red blood cells macrocytosis, does have low platelets, probably early myelodysplasia, no evidence for multiple myeloma on recent bone marrow biopsy back in March. Blood pressure is running high. There is new atrial fibrillation. Plans for beta blocker. Supposed to start on Eliquis. My impression was that she has multiple medical issues that could be better assessed, evaluated, and controlled in an inpatient environment. Reason for what I requested her to be admitted to the hospital. She was transferred to emergency room. I was called by emergency room doctor. They didn't see a need for inpatient care, as she was not requiring any oxygen. The decision was to not admit her and treat it as outpatient. She will start it on furosemide 40 milligrams, agree with rehabilitation unit plans for beta blocker bisoprolol, continue using losartan, as well as anticoagulation with Eliquis, agree with being off the Norvasc. She has low levels of albumin, which are exacerbating third spacing and anasarca. In the emergency room, hemoglobin was not as low as outpatient. She does have proteinuria, but there has been no recent 24-hour urine collection of protein creatinine ratio. Few months back, at the time of evaluation for Benjamin's protein, there was minimal proteinuria, question mark. We will follow as outpatient end of dictation.